Part 3. In this part of the test, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. Each talk lasts about 2 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in the space provided. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one which best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear segment 1.
We live on a blue planet, two-thirds of which is covered by water. Yet many political forecasters predict that during the 21st century, shortages of water are going to become a major source of international tension, a cause of social and possibly even military conflict. Here to talk about the problem today is Dr. Jean McDuff, an expert on water management. Dr. McDuff, we're hearing a lot these days about the dwindling water supplies around the world. What's responsible for the problem?
The sad fact is that we have grossly mismanaged the Earth's water supply. Take agriculture, for example, which is by far the biggest use to which water is put. Between 70 and 80% of the water withdrawn globally is used to irrigate fields. But irrigation is fantastically wasteful. It is estimated that only 40% or so of all irrigation water gets to where it's needed. Most farmers use traditional, very inefficient methods of irrigation. Modern methods, such as drip irrigation, deliver water exactly where it is needed and in exactly the right amount. But such systems are costly to install, and because water for agriculture is heavily subsidized in many countries, there is no incentive for farmers to economize on the amount of water they use. What's worse, over-irrigation is not only wasteful, but potentially damaging for the soil. If soil becomes waterlogged and the water table rises, salts from deep in the ground are carried to the surface, where they can form a crust when the water evaporates. This salty soil is then infertile, a problem called salinization. And that's only irrigation. We also need to consider the problems caused by factory emissions, fertilizer runoff, the draining of wetlands, and the building of great dams for hydroelectric power.
Is anything being done to address these problems?
Well, the good news is that the paradigm in water management is slowly shifting. In the past, there was often a blind faith in large-scale hydroengineering projects, which meant the building of massive dams. But there is a sense now that the era of such ventures is at an end. The Three Gorges Dam on the Yangtze River in China has made it clear how controversial and, most of all, impractically expensive such solutions can be. Instead of continuing to engage in such projects, there is now a growing recognition that the answer lies not in finding more water, but in making better use of what we have already. In developed countries, many industries are already recycling the water they need, largely for cooling, rather than discharging it after one round of use. This is in everyone's interest, as it lowers an industrial plant's water bill, sometimes by as much as 90%. It also reduces the stress on local resources and cuts pollution. Water recycling can also be applied to municipal water use. Instead of regarding sewage as waste, for example, it can be transformed into nutrient-rich irrigation water with only relatively light treatment. 70% of the domestic water discharged from communities in Israel is now used for irrigation. Sewage farming may sound unappealing, but it makes great ecological sense.
Do you expect to see any other solutions in the near future? Is there any way that seawater can be used?
Absolutely. What you're referring to is a process that the experts called desalinization, the removal of salt from seawater. At present, desalinization is very expensive. mainly because it consumes so much energy. Currently, it provides less than 0.2% of all the water used in the world. But cheap and efficient solar power could, if it becomes feasible, make a big difference.
Well, that certainly sounds like a hopeful option. Thanks for being with us today.
Now you will hear questions 36 through 40. 36. What is the speaker's main point? 37. What is true about traditional irrigation methods? 38. What is salinization? 39. Which is not mentioned as a possible solution for the future? 40. What does the speaker say about the possibility of removing salt from seawater?